Hi, this is Billy Kirk, the principal of Lumpkin County High School. In the Principal's Podcast, we set out to discover the stories and backgrounds of Lumpkin County High School staff, both within and beyond our school campus. Our goal is to uncover the varying personalities and hobbies of our exceptional staff and students, not only in the school system, but get a glimpse into their lives. This podcast is produced and directed by our fabulous students here at Lumpkin County High School. Some of the questions we will be asking: who are you really? What passions drive you to be uniquely you? What drives you? What inspires you? What makes you smile? How do you measure success? These are the questions we present for this episode's featured star.
Hi, my name is Colton Gilbert, and I'm here with Will McKinney, a member of our local band, Bells and Whistles.
Hi.
So, Will, who all is currently in the band, Bells and Whistles?
So it's me, it's my brother Jack. It's in addition to a pair of sisters named Lucy and Blakely Bell, and we all go to school here in Dahlonega in Lumpkin County. This is the same thing. And yeah, we've kind of been in Pick and Bow, which is a program that is run out of Dahlonega, and we've all been in that program for years and years. They've been in it a little bit longer than Jack and I have, but we've all gone through that, and we're all three of us are actually teaching there, and it's pretty cool.
What's it like teaching Pick-a-Bow instead of now just being a student?
What's it like? A lot more responsibility, mostly. We get paid, so that's pretty sweet. But also we just get to help out our community and just help kids get into music. If, you know, classical music isn't for everyone, there's a pretty high barrier of entry to being able to play music with other people and have fun. But with Appalachian music, those barriers to entry aren't there. And so we teach by ear, so you don't need to do it. You don't need to be able to read music. You don't need to be able to translate something from paper to the notes that you're playing. So that's a one advantage of learning Appalachian music. It's just you can pick it up and you can play with other people, and that's how we like to do it.
Is Pick-a-Bow how you got into Appalachian music, or is it the other way around?
For me and Jack personally, that is kind of how we got into it. My dad's and my mom, too, are both big bluegrass, old-time music fans. They've kind of grown in their love of Appalachian music as we've grown in our learning of it. So they've taken us to camps. They've listened to us playing in jams around town, and it's been really fun. Yeah.
What's the story behind your band forming?
The story. I mean, if there was a beginning, I would say it was Old Fashioned Day in 2021, which they might have a different view of what's the beginning, but yeah, we were all this is our first year teaching, actually, at Pick and Bow. Me, Lucy, and Jack all taught there that semester, and we were playing at Old Fashioned Day. We were volunteering at Old Fashioned Day for Pick and Bow, actually, at the old elementary school before Cottrell was the main elementary school. And so Pick and Bow has a band, they call it the All-Star Band, and that's what we were in, and we just kind of practiced together, and then we realized that we kind of wanted to make this our own thing in addition to what we were playing with Pick and Bow. And now Pick and Bow has their own All-Star Band, but we still play at Pick and Bow type things to help raise awareness and that kind of stuff, get people to try to join more. But yeah, so I would say it began at Old Fashioned Day in 2021. Lucy introduced us to a song by, they're called Watch Outs now, but they were called Mandolin Orange back then. It's called Echo. And she said we should learn how to play it. And that was kind of the first song we learned how to play separately from the Pick and Bow songs that we'd known before.
Sounds awesome.
We've sort of ventured a little bit. I mean, not too much. We play mostly Appalachian adjacent music. So we play a song by Simon and Garfunkel, which is still folk music, but it's more New England, New York, that kind of folk music. So it's called Scarborough Fair, and that's one of the songs we play by them. So,
okay.
Yes.
What instruments do you play for your band?
Me personally, I play the fiddle and the banjo, and that's I played the fiddle for a few months, and then I picked up the banjo, and I thought it would be fun to play that with the band, so I decided to do that.
Are those all the instruments you can play, or is that just the ones you use for the band?
So I play guitar, and I'm all right at it, I guess, but I play I play piano. I'm whatever at piano. I can passively play the bass, and that's pretty much it.
I'm sure the band member can play the instruments just well.
Yes, yeah. They if I don't know an instrument, there's another band member that can pick up the slack on it. So,
have you guys ever performed or written any of your own music?
Yes, actually, we definitely have original songs. Just sort of put into the repertoire. Yeah, that word. We have at least one or two or three or sometimes even like five or six originals put into our concert rotation that we like to play, and that's always fun. It's always fun to sort of play something that sometimes people have never heard before, because. Except for you, because you wrote it. But it's always fun seeing, just writing lyrics and then putting us all together and seeing how we can make those lyrics send the message that we want to send to people. And it's always cool.
It's awesome. Is there any original song you want to tell us about real quick?
In particular? So I guess I'll do one that I wrote. There's one that we actually played at Mr. Mullins and now Mrs. Mullins' wedding over the summer, and it's called The Clearing Song. I wrote it back in 2021, and it's just it's a really quiet song, but there's not much to it, but I kind of like playing it because it's sort of simple and there's not too much to it, I was glad we were able to play it for them and just have it mean something to them, and yeah, it was pretty cool.
Are there any bands that have inspired you and or your band members?
There are definitely some. For the band as a whole, I would say bluegrass bands with a newer sound, like Watch House is one that I told you about earlier. There's Nickel Creek is a big one for us. That's Chris Steele and his band. They're always really fun to listen to. I mean, any band we cover is sort of an inspiration to us to some extent, even if it's just in that song. So Simon and Garfunkel were for Scarborough Fair. What other covers do we do? We do some traditional sort of folk songs. So that's not any band in particular, but it's just the general passing down of music by recordings and whatnot within Southern, for Southern, from Southern person to Southern person, that's just sort of become a part of where we live and how we live our lives. There's this traditional song called The Cuckoo that we play, and we actually used a lyric from The Grateful Dead, such a long, long time to be gone and a short time to be here, which wasn't a lyric that The Grateful Dead wrote. It was actually from another folk song called Little Birdie, and the Grateful Dead, when they wrote their song Box of Rain, they took that line and put it in their song, and that's where I first heard it. But then I learned that it was a pervasive lyric in Appalachian music, so me and my bandmates decided that we wanted to have that lyric as part of this song, The Cuckoo, that we were doing, and I felt like it fit really well. And so that's the cool thing about Appalachian music, is like there are some lyrics that are kind of copy and pasted from song to song, and that's what's really cool about, you know, music with no copyright, so we don't have to pay royalties to use specific lyrics for that kind of thing.
So you feel a big part about you guys' band is keeping Southern culture?
I had to think about this one. how I want to put it, to the extent that Appalachian music comes from so many influences, and the Appalachian culture in general comes from so many influences from Scottish, Irish, Black culture, all that stuff, and just how it sort of fuses together and makes its own thing, then yes, I would say that part of it does keep Appalachian music and Appalachian culture alive.
That's awesome. Where do you see your band going in the future?
Where do I see us going? Hopefully we can start recording in the studio, because we've done some concerts sort of around town, and those are always fun.
They're very impressive. I've been to a few.
Yeah. You know, just Bear on the Square, some festivals. Canopy and the Roots is one that is a place that I really like playing at, and the Crimson Moon is also another one that's we've played quite a bit at. But hopefully we can just get in, at some point we can get in the studio, either here or somewhere, either here at the high school or somewhere else, and just record something that we can release on streaming platforms. So that would be awesome. And, you know, just playing more shows and playing music for people that like this kind of music. It's, yeah.
Do you guys ever have any difficulty working as a group?
So we have the superstition in our band. we don't like to practice on Tuesdays. We're usually grumpy. We usually don't play together well. We just, I don't know. We will practice on Tuesdays if we have to, but it's not something that we want to do. And also just sometimes in general, there's some people, it's me a lot of the time, but someone will just not want to practice. And it's a lot of work getting a show together, so sometimes it can be tiring. We don't ever get into arguments or anything usually, but sometimes that can make it tough to sort of work together and play together and make a good sound when, you know, something's either, if someone had a bad day, someone's particularly tired in some way. But we just try to work through that. We try to focus on the goal that we're trying to accomplish and get together a good show.
Do you have a guilty pleasure song?
Guilty pleasure song. Ooh, I've got a few. So I've got a guilty pleasure. You could say I have a guilty pleasure band. Have you heard of Ween?
I have not. Tell me about it.
Not heard of Ween? Okay. Have you heard Ocean Man? At the end.
I have. The SpongeBob movie.
That's probably one of their less weird songs.
Really? That's yes. Less weird.
That is less weird than most of their music. They're eclectic. Let's say that they have a lot of different styles, and not all of it is what you would classically consider good. But other than that. Let me think. There are a few like pop songs that I'll listen to. That's just like, you know, basic pop music that I'm like, hey, that's pretty good.
So can I and the people in the audience expect to see Bells and Whistles performing at Gold Rush this year?
Without a doubt, we are booked for Saturday of Gold Rush, I think, and we're gonna play on the. Are we playing on the main stage, Jack? We're playing on the main stage at 1:15. So, you know, if anyone wants to come see that, this probably isn't. I don't know. This probably shouldn't advertise, but yeah, if you want to come.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely can, advertise.
Yeah. Okay. Well, buy merch. No, I'm kidding. We don't have merch.
No. We got this band on here because they're an incredible band performing for our local community. So absolutely, if you're absolutely interested in listeners, go give them a watch. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. Thank you so much for coming on here and telling us about your band.
Yes.
Will McKinney.
Of course. Yes. Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
Hi, I'm now here with Jack McKinney. So, Jack McKinney, how did you join the band Bells and Whistles?
Well, we kind of just hit it off. It's coming up on 2 years now. We were volunteering at Old Fashioned Day at the former Lumpkin County Elementary School, and we just kind of realized we play really good together, and we've been friends since we were in elementary school, and we kind of just got really, really close when it was my freshman year of high school, so it would have been 2021. And it was just, we hit it off, and we've kind of been together ever since. And it started off, one of our bandmates asked me if I could sing a certain song, and then we just kind of started playing music together.
Have you ever played with any other people?
Well, we jam a lot, which is kind of where it's large groups and you just play these tunes, and so that could count as playing with other people. And then we've also opened for quite a few bands around locally. We've opened for Radford Wyndham and Step Back Cadillac, their band, once. And then we've also opened for Ugly Cousin, a band with Mr. Rambin in it,
too. Have you written any of your band's original songs?
Yes, I've written two. One, we retired because we didn't like it as much. So, But another one we did is called Higher, and I actually wrote it for my uncle who died in a plane crash a year and a half ago. And so it was kind of like what I think he would say to his daughter and his wife that he left behind if he had the chance to. So that's kind of what I've contributed to the band mostly with my songwriting.
Do you think a lot of your music is about expressing
stories? I think so, yes. And even if it's not music that we're writing, we always try to find music to cover that always tells a good story.
That's amazing. So, Jack, what do you think the band Bells and Whistles can see itself in the future?
I think we're going to... I know it's hard to say just with... We have two seniors in our band, so it's hard to say just how much we'll be able to practice and perform together in the next few years. But I think and hope that we'll stay together throughout it. And they have become some of my best friends, and just being able to play with them has been a blessing. So I really hope we can just keep playing, even if we're not... anything. It's just been fun making music with them.
Do you have any guilty pleasure songs you would like to tell us about?
Songs I like to play or listen to?
Oh, either. Absolutely anything.
Definitely. So this is kind of going off of like our favorite band. One of our favorite bands is like Watch House. So basically any song by them, I love to play and sing. They're all very good. They're great songwriters. And that goes back into how we like to find songs that tell a story, and they're very good at storytelling. And then I also like listening to movie scores. That can be considered guilty pleasure, but we don't really play those.
Besides the upcoming Gold Rush performance, where else can we expect to see Bells and Whistles playing?
We are playing actually two other festivals in the next couple months after that. So in late October, I think it's the 28th, we're playing at Vogel State Park for their fall festival, and we're also going up to Tennessee to play in a festival in Ducktown. It's also for their fall festival. And then we're actually playing at the Holly Theater. I think we're going to be playing with some other musicians from around town, but it's for their, I think it's some mountain music event that they're having, so we'll be also playing there.
How was the transition from going from being in Pickabone school to playing on stage at local festivals for your peers?
Honestly, it was freaking awesome. It was like going and playing with like just I don't want to they were just it was just people, and then it was the other people in my band are awesome musicians and singers, and it was just being able to collaborate on a higher level than we were able to and arrange our own music. And it was just it's kind of an awesome experience just being able to have that creative space where we're all contributing equally to a song or an idea.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jack McKinney. And me and the listeners, make sure to come see your performance at Gold Rush this year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lumpkin County High School's Principals Podcast. You can look for our channel on Podbean, Google Podcasts, and so much more. Thank you for being a part of our tribe.
Our tribe, our stories.